Have you ever wrestled with feelings of shame, low self-worth, and a fear of God's disapproval? I want to list some names to you that you may find familiar. Martin Luther, John Calvin, John Wesley, William Miller, and Ellen White. It's an impressive group of people. They were pretty much the spine or the backbone of the Protestant Reformation. But let me tell you something about them that maybe you don't know. Every one of them wrestled with feelings of shame, low self-worth, and a view of God's view of them that was negative and unhealthy. But when they came to believe the things about themselves that God believed, the world became a different place. So what did they come to believe? They came face to face with the greatest act of belief known to man. With an understanding of God's undying love for them to the extent that he would risk the eternal existence of his Son to see them saved. We're told in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8 that God is love. And in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 7 that love believes all things and hopes all things. God believes all things and hopes all things about you. That means that you don't need to become something more for God to feel love and belief towards you. God already feels love and belief towards you because you are something more. You're his beloved. He paid an infinite price for you because he already saw something of value in you, whether you deserved it or not. In fact, there's nothing you can do to deserve it. You already have it. So what if the very person that you're afraid of disappointing the most, God, actually believes in you? Scripture is abundantly clear that he does. He wouldn't have sent his Son on such an expensive errand to see you saved if he didn't. Ironically enough, it's because the enemy believes in you that you're wrestling with these thoughts to begin with. He sees what you can become in Christ. And when you think this through, that means that the only person in the great controversy between Christ and Satan who doesn't believe in you is you. Martin Luther, John Calvin, John Wesley, William Miller, and Ellen White were capable of a great work for God. The enemy knew this, and he heaped these dark clouds upon them to discourage them from going any further. But a day came when they refused to believe those lies any longer, and this world was changed as a result. What about you? Will you take hold of God's belief in you today? This is my prayer for you, that God would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ would dwell in your heart through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, that you may know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, and that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.